Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Your Network of Praise, welcome to a Monday, and thank you for listening in. Every Monday, about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. If you've listened for a while, you know what we do. We like to pause for a moment and give you a network update. What's going on around here? Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, joins us for these reports. And it's a lot of good stuff to talk about today, Roger. Last week was a big trip to Glendive, Montana.
Yeah, Nick got over there. I got over there. The tower crew from Georgia came up. And we also had some help from one of our board members from Miles City, Gary Cridland, and someone who works with him, Robert, who also came over and volunteered to help. And we were able to get the station built and up and running in 2 long days of work. And so we are just beyond excited that 91.9 FM KGLE is now on the air.
And we've been getting some thumbs up from listeners on our Facebook page as well. Folks in the Glendive area, happy to hear from us. So that's encouraging. Nice to have that on the air after a lot of time of prayer and action.
Well, it sure is, and there are a lot of people who contributed towards it and who were praying for it, and I just want to mention one couple that would like to remain anonymous, but they gave a gift to pay the entire cost of buying the transmitter early last year, and that enabled us to buy the best quality transmitter that's available today.
Wow.
And that's important because reliability is really important at a site like that that's so far from our closest engineers. And so we just want to say thank you to that couple for their generosity in making that happen as well. And Dave, that's the first of 11 stations that we are either building or buying this year. I'll just quickly roll through the list. The next one is Big Timber. Then we have Kimball, Nebraska, Jordan, Montana, a couple in Wyoming, Winchester, Wheatland, Douglas, and Lander. Then Dickinson, North Dakota, Mazer, Utah, and a new full power FM at Glasgow, Montana to replace our translator. So we have a big year ahead. So we want to make sure people understand we don't need to stop praying. We can keep right on with that.
Yeah. I don't think there'll ever come a time when we say, hey, please stop praying.
Yeah.
That is vital to keep things moving forward and for the ministry to be effective as well.
Well, that's right. We pray that God will draw many people to the new KGLE FM. And, of course, as each one of these stations goes on the air this year, that many more people will have access to listen to the programming and the music and everything that they find on YNOP.
Okay. Now, Roger, last couple of weeks, we've been talking about sending YNOP Ambassador Bibles down to Kenya in Africa. And we've been hearing that they were in transit. Are there any updates?
Yes, and we are so glad, Dave, to be able to give the update we've been waiting to give. We got word from Koki, the staff member in Kenya who received these, that they were delivered safely. They brought them to her house a few days ago. And again, that doesn't seem like a big deal for us Americans who are used to, you just put something on the UPS truck and it's there a few days later.
Yep.
But to get something into Kenya or a lot of these nations is very difficult. Even if it arrives, it may not make it through customs. And so this was a very big prayer request. And when we finally got the email the other day from Koki to let us know that the shipment was delivered, we were just really thrilled. This is a new company that we're working with that seems to have a very strong track record of being able to get things in and through customs safely. And we decided to ship a small order first to just see how it would go, see what the costs ended up being. And we were really thrilled with the results. And so we're so thankful that those players are now delivered and they're in Kenya in the hands of one of our staff.
And I understand that staff member, Koki, has already found some folks that she wants to give these to.
Yes. When we first started talking about this, she said, I know the first one needs to go to my grandmother, who is 100 years old and who is unable to see and who has missed reading the Bible. And so player number one, we expect probably in this next few days, has either been delivered or will be delivered to her grandmother. She also had a pastor when she was growing up who now is an elderly man and can no longer see, and she's going to give one to him. But the coolest thing was that the day before they were delivered, she had to go somewhere, and so she got on the bus, and while she was on the bus, a man came and sat next to her, and he was blind, He had been in an accident in 2017 and lost his eyesight. And as she was talking with him, he mentioned that one of the biggest frustrations is that he's a Christian and he hasn't been able to read the Bible since 2017. Wow. And she said, we have a gift for you coming.
Isn't that amazing how God works? That's so encouraging.
Oh, she was really encouraged by that, and so are we, because once again, God had a solution for that man's problem all in mind. Yeah. And now, thanks to the prayers of our listeners and the support that it took to pay for those units, that gentleman and Cokie's grandma and her former pastor, they're all going to have the opportunity to spend daily time in God's Word because of those YNOP Ambassador Audio Bibles are safely in Kenya.
Oh, boy, that is exciting. And that opens up the gateway. We've found a viable way to transmit these to Kenya, and more on the way. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful answer to prayer.
It really is. And again, this was a small shipment that we sent to test the process and see if it really worked as well as it needed to. And as you said, this is the first of several because we've been working with Cokie to identify some language groups. One of them is Turkana, another is Pokot, and these are languages. There's a third one also that we're going to be producing players in. We've been working behind the scenes getting the licensing for the Bible translations in those languages. And we're going to be building those and loading them up with those languages and sending them over in a number of shipments this year. And all of those will go into Kenya, and then Cokie and some of the other New Life Africa Satellite Network staff will be helping to get those distributed. So again, it was an answer to prayer and a relief because it does pave the way for what we need to do in the future.
Wow. Well, thank you, Lord, for answers to prayer. And please, as you're listening, be reminded to continue to pray for the efforts in Africa, as well as here at home, where Glendive FM's on the air and 11 stations in the works, including Glendive. So big things on the horizon. Thank you, Roger. That's an encouraging report. And if you'd like to hear this whole report again, you missed part of it, you go back and listen to the whole thing. Your Network of Praise Facebook page, we'll post it there. Also on our podcast page at ynop.org.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.